Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
There's a reason old-timers built storm cellars in the Midwest and east of many other areas, tornadoes. 500 deaths this year so far, 116 dead in Joplin, deadliest in half a century. Obama says he'll get around to visiting on Sunday. And the storm track, it's up at drudgereport.com. We'll also get a link to the storm track up on Infowars.com. Live alert where it's moving towards a Minneapolis liquor store got hit and then got looted. Just a lot of bizarre news coming out on that front. That preacher that said the world would end last Saturday, he didn't mean May 21st. He meant October 21st. This guy's got to be getting paid for this stuff. I mean, this is just ridiculous. Webster, finishing up, what do you think of the Dominique Strauss-Kahn? I'm no fan of the globalists. I'm no fan of this guy. But more and more, they released Sarkozy's top spin doctor and campaign people released on Twitter before he was even arrested. The police had said they had the DNA evidence or that had been leaked. Now it's admitted they don't have DNA evidence. Kahn, I know, had said the end of the dollar was near. I mean, what's going on here from your intel?
It is the CIA attack on the euro, and we need to remember that all last year, all of 2010, was consumed with the U.S., the CIA, Goldman Sachs, this idea dinner at Moness, Crespi, and Hart that was reported in the Wall Street Journal, the attack on the euro. You can't make the dollar look good, but what you can do is make the euro look very, very bad. You can attack Greece. You can attack Portugal, Ireland, Spain, other countries. You can use credit default swaps for economic warfare. Try to export the depression from the U.S. to Europe. So Strauss-Kahn, now he's the head of the IMF. He wants to be president of France. So his task was to keep the euro together until he could become president of France, minimally that. That would mean something that the U.S. Wall Street, and of course Wall Street runs the CIA, couldn't accept. So they had to launch some kind of an attack. What it shows, by the way, is the desperation of imperialism. They're knocking over assets that they've used for 10, 20, 30 years, right? They put 15 years of work into building the bin Laden myth. Now they announce he's dead. They have Mubarak in power for 30 years. Then they decide to overthrow him. The power-sharing deal on the International Monetary Fund is really about 60 years old, 60 to 65 years old. It's that traditionally the head of the World Bank is from the U.S. and the head of the IMF is from Europe. And Europe has meant about half of the time, I think we've had four French bosses of the IMF, one German. So that's about half of the, almost half of the 12 IMF heads. You've also had people from countries like the Dutch or Sweden or other places. But generally, it tended to gravitate toward France, Germany, the two leading countries on the continent. So that's a power-sharing agreement. That basically says we're going to merge the old European imperialisms with this Anglo-American.
But as you said several years ago, this meltdown of the global financial system instituted by the megabanks, they intend to come out on the end to completely dominant. And so that this this upheaval would be purposefully accelerated during this period, and we're entering this incredible period of dangerous change.
But it also shows it's really not globalism. It's really Anglo-American, U.S., British imperialism. There's no place at the table for anybody who's going to represent a French interest or a German interest or a European interest. First, it was going to be stop with the Europeans, now get a third world puppet. Get somebody from the developing sector. Get some British agent from someplace in Africa or something like this. Now it seems to be this woman Lagarde, and Lagarde is the most Britishized, Americanized in the whole French government. If Strauss-Kahn was lonely, he could have called up the Elliot Spitzer dating service. It absolutely makes
Webster,
no sense.
Webster, great job. Tarpley.net. Your story's up at Infowars.com. Thank you for tracking
me. Thank you, Alex.
Thank you for tracking the build-up to World War III. Thank you, Webster. We'll be right back with our next guest, Dr. Jerome Corsi, on the latest issue with the birth certificate.
Did you know that billions are spent every year just for a simple drink of water? But it's the quality of the water that Americans are concerned with, especially after floods, hurricanes, earthquakes, and other disasters that routinely disrupt and contaminate water supplies. Safe drinking water is too important to leave to chance. That's why you need an AquaRain water filtration system. The American-made AquaRain is an essential survival tool that operates for just pennies per gallon. It lets you retrieve water from lakes, ponds, streams, or rooftops during any disaster and assures you of healthy drinking water. The stainless steel AquaRain's patented space-age ceramic and GAC technology uses microfiltration and gravity to purify water. No chemicals, no electricity, no water pressure needed, and AquaRain's cartridges last for thousands of gallons. AquaRain is hands down the best water filter on the market. Call 800-572-2051 or go to aquarain.com. That's 800-572-2051 or aquarain.com. Every family needs an AquaRain.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
A tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Full of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, we've got some big breaking news with Dr. Jerome. Of course, he is PhD from Harvard University Political Science. Currently a senior staff reporter for WorldNet Daily, where he works as investigative reporter. Of course, in 2004, he co-authored the number one New York Times bestseller, Unfit for Command, Swift Boat Veteran, Speak Out Against John Kerry, Regnery. He's an expert on political violence and terrorism. In 81, he received the top secret clearance from the Agency of International Development, where he assisted in providing anti-terrorism training to embassy personnel. For 25 years, beginning in 81, after coursing developed work with banks throughout the United States and around the world to develop financial service, marketing companies to assist banks in establishing broker dealers and insurance subsidiaries to provide financial planning products and services to their retail customers. Now, I'd like to have Dr. Corsi on about the whole banking scam, the bailout, the criminality. We'd be having him back soon on those issues. And Dr. Corsi is always very careful. And so when he writes a book saying, where's the birth certificate? By the way, available at InfoWars.com if folks want to get it. Excellent hard copy with all the exhibits and documents. You find out this guy isn't who he says he is. He's covering up his history. They released that other birth certificate receipt, said that was the long form. Nothing else existed. Governor Abercrombie couldn't find it when he went into the stacks and tried to. Then magically it appeared. Then breaking here last Friday, Dr. Corsi went over the fact that he believes he knows who did it, and that now he's going to move to file criminal charges. And that news is up on PrisonPlanet.com today in Paul Joseph Watson's article. It's also at InfoWars.com and WorldNetDaily.com. He sent me the actual Kenyan government documents where they admit that they can't find it and appears the record has been altered or removed. Yeah, he went to Kenya, of course, to start ferreting out this information. And when he comes out and says, this is a fake, it's been altered, our people looked at it, we had other experts look at it, it's been altered. Again, I've not been a big birther. I've had other issues to cover. But we've spent time looking at it over the years because they spent over $2 million at the White House blocking releasing what they've now released. Now, we're going to go over all the latest news with Dr. Corsi for the balance of the hour. But before we go there, last week on this radio broadcast, he called out Donald Trump, who's a big Democratic contributor, big eminent domain supporter, socialist healthcare supporter. As Lou Rockwell and others have pointed out, if this guy's a conservative, the seediness of the penny stocks, the seediness of the casinos, I mean, we might as well hire, well, I'm not going to get into it. The point is that Donald Trump is a joke. And with all this slick salesman talk, America's like, we like him. Conservatives, a lot of them, we want him. He did this birth certificate thing. He brought it to a head. Then he kind of floundered around and acted embarrassed. Then he came out and did a bunch of cussing tirades he's never done before, tailored to discredit. And then magically he gets the $60 million NBC re-up contract with bailout money from Bush, then Obama going to NBC. That's on record. So, of course, he calls him out boldly. Well, Donald had called him twice, wanting the book before it was published. He got it to him. We wonder where that went. And now he's got all his casino deals in Chicago, and Rahm's their man in Chicago. And so, of course, he calls this out. Well, the Donald called him today. This is breaking here. The Donald called today. The Donald's concerned. Dr. Corsi, thank you for joining us. Please reveal to us your discussion with the Donald.
Yes, Alex. In fact, I just got off the phone with him a few minutes ago. Donald Trump called today, and of course, he, as usual, is pumping me for information. He wants very much to know what I'm doing next. And I said, well, you know, Donald, we published an article in World Net Daily, you should have seen it, about how the Kenyan government searched for 1961 birth records and determined that 1961 birth records were criminally tampered to destroy evidence of Obama's birth. He said, well, I didn't see that. I said, well, give me your people. I'll send it to you. He said, well, that's all right. I'll look for it. I mean, he is completely uninterested except to know, you know, what I'm doing, what's next. I indicated to Donald Trump, and this may be breaking news, too, now the criminal charges, we're working with a top expert in scanners, worldwide expert, who is preparing, will be reporting on it in WND, World Net Daily, hopefully the end of the week, maybe Monday or Tuesday at the latest. Criminal charges are going to be filed, criminal complaints filed with the FBI, charging that the long-form birth certificate released by the White House on April 27th is fraudulent. And I've been working back and forth with the expert on that. I've read the charges. They're very credible. They're going to be very difficult to answer. I told Donald Trump that's coming. So Trump, you know, if he's feeding information to the White House, he certainly knows what I'm doing, and I'm not hesitating to tell him. I'm happy to let the White House know what I'm doing. I published Where's the Birth Certificate with that title, hoping I could get the White House so frightened that they would release this long-form birth certificate, which they did. The president has now endorsed his own involvement in the chain of evidence, saying he sent his attorney out to get it, coming down to the White House press room and saying, this is my birth certificate. Now the administration rises and falls on the authenticity of that document. So Donald Trump, I think, I told Donald, I said, look, Donald, if you want to be credible here, I mean, told him basically he didn't accuse me or you know, badger me for saying that I thought he was working with the Obama White House, but I said, told him out direct, you know, if you don't want people to be suspect, Donald, of what role you're playing in this, then get out there vocally, question the document, say you want forensic testing of the original paper, long-form document that's in the vault of the Hawaii Department of Health. Say you want the Dr. Sinclair's records released. See if Ann Dunham was a patient. Say you want the records of Kapi'olani Hospital released so we can see if Ann Dunham was ever there. Family changed their tune. It was originally that Bama was supposed to be born at Queens Hospital. Now it's Kapi'olani. Let's see the patient records for Ann Dunham. Trump didn't seem interested in any of that. But he was very interested in knowing what I was up to next.
All right, I want to pump you on the Trump issue because we can get some key intel out of that. But for Internet viewers at PrisonPlanet.tv, this is all linked up in your WorldNet Daily story. Also, Paul Joseph Watson's story at PrisonPlanet.com if radio listeners want to see it. But for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, I'll show folks a document cam shot. Here is one of several documents that you sent to me a few days ago. Now your report's out today. Republic of Kenya, Office of the Vice President, Ministry of State for Immigration and Registration of Persons. This is the classified document you got them to release. And it says, however, there is no evidence within our records that supports this position. The information we in the ministry have is that some documents have been removed by unknown persons at unknown dates or are missing from birth registry records, thus denting the prospects of uncovering the facts of this matter. So it goes on that they're saying that numerous intelligence reports have suggested he might have been born in Mombasa, the President Obama, at the Lady Gregg Maternity Wing of the Coast Provincial General Hospital. And they go on the letterhead of the government with the phone numbers there and say that it's been removed. It's been tampered with.
Criminally.
Criminally. They go on to say it's criminal. So this is a pretty powerful smoking gun here. And then if I was Donald Trump and you went on this big syndicated radio show and dropped the bombshell and it was read by millions of people all over the web, our stories, our videos, went completely viral with that interview with you last week, and then Donald Trump calls you up Tuesday, and if I was innocent and you were saying that I worked for the president and I was Donald Trump or that I was conduiting info months ago when you gave me the book, if I was Donald Trump, I'd say, Corsi, how dare you, pal? Or if I was guilty, I would just, ignore it. Or if I was innocent, I'd probably ignore it. I mean, those are the different things you would do. You wouldn't call up and just pump for more info and be nice. That's a pretty creepy phone call you got. Can you describe what Donald Trump said to you, how long the conversation was, how he behaved?
Well, the conversation lasted about 15 minutes. And Donald Trump was friendly. He did not confront me aggressively that I've said I think he's working for the Obama White House. I've been out there on your show, Alex, very publicly about that. And Trump was saying, his purpose of the call was he wanted to know what I was doing, what was next. Is the story going to get any traction? And I told him about the documents from Kenya that we've been publishing in WorldNet Daily. The documents, I was there in Kenya in 2008. I've continued to receive documents from Kenyan sources. You see some of them right now. You're reporting on them. We've reported WorldNet Daily criminal tampering of birth records in 1961 birth records in Kenya to disguise or remove Barack Obama's birth records in Kenya. So I thought that was an explosive story. Trump wasn't real interested in it. I told him the criminal charges are going to be filed with the FBI by a top expert. Again, Trump was interested in that, but I said to him, he went back and forth and said, Mr. Trump, are you going to get back into the story? I told him, said, people are saying, you got this big payoff from NBC. It sure looks like you dropped out over that payoff in relationship with the White House. And Trump said, even when you're as rich as I am, it's $60 million times $220 million isn't chump change. I said, well, I understand that, Mr. Trump. Nobody's offered me $120 million recently. But you can understand where a lot of people think that compromises your position, maybe why you dropped out. He said, well, I didn't drop out. I said that the documents, I still want to know if the documents are real. But Mr. Trump, if you're not out there aggressively demanding that these documents be authenticated, then in fact people are going to say you dropped out conveniently in your work. I even told him your criticism on Fox News of the Republican candidate sounds like you're carrying Obama's water, saying the Republican candidates are so poor you may have to jump back in the race. Is that your message, or is that the message of the Obama White House?
Stay there, Dr. Corsi. Let's continue to look at this. For those that don't understand how media works, let's look exactly why Trump is a suspect. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
Alex Jones here with key information. The U.S. government is a Ponzi scheme that relies on the Treasury continuously selling large amounts of government bonds to foreign central banks. With Japan about to become a seller of U.S. bonds in order to rebuild its own nation, and the U.S. antagonizing China by calling them currency manipulators, the Federal Reserve, which is already buying about 70% of U.S. treasuries, will soon be the only buyer left of U.S. treasuries. Our friends at the National Inflation Association believe that the U.S. dollar will soon become worthless, and Americans will see the purchasing power of their incomes and savings destroyed. I strongly urge my fellow Americans to sign up for the free NIA newsletter at www.inflation.us. If you are sick and tired of the economic propaganda and the mainstream media, sign up for free at inflation.us to learn the economic truth that the mainstream media ignores.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What if you could enjoy a refreshing cigarette without worrying about your health? Great news! Now you can enjoy everything you love about a cigarette without everything you hate. It's called the VaporMate e-cig, and it's made by Smokeaway, so you know it's good. VaporMate utilizes patented microelectronic technology that mixes rich tobacco flavor with harmless water vapor. It tastes like a cigarette, smokes like a cigarette, and best of all, it calms you down like a cigarette should. And if you call in the next 30 minutes, we'll give you your VaporMate e-cig kit valued at $129 free. No more secondhand smoke, smelly clothes, hacking and coughing. Just the great flavor and calming sensation of a real cigarette you can smoke anywhere. Claim your VaporMate when you get your tobacco-flavored filters free. A $129 value, yours free. Imagine the money you'll save each month. But you must call now.
Call 888-444-6625. That's 888-444-6625. Again, 888-444-6625.
All right, going right back to Dr. Jerome Corsi, author of the book, Where's the Birth Certificate? You know, you look at Donald Trump and you study how media works. We had this stewing birther movement gaining steam every month, the polls going up and up and up to where a majority of Americans, Republicans and Democrats, questioned his providence. And that was a big problem. So Trump comes out, builds it to a head, and then right as it comes to a head, there's the big media spectacular to discredit the whole thing. And then we saw the next big stunt a few weeks later to then wipe that controversy off the map. Obama daringly gets Osama bin Laden. He's just so wonderful. And then that launches the next phase of starting a war with Pakistan. And the fact that Trump comes out and says, Ron Paul can't win. And look at these Republicans, they're pathetic. And the fact that he's given 2-1 to Democrats and hangs out in New York with Bloomberg and Schumer. I mean, it's so obvious that this guy, from my perspective, is a ringer. And you've got this government money going to NBC and then right into Trump's pocket. And that ridiculous preening peacock show, The Apprentice, and he's on the phone with you wanting to know what you're going to do next. Very bizarre, Jerome Corsi. I mean, if you're a discredited kook, and he's been discredited, you think he would be fighting to continue to expose, but instead he wants to lay there like a possum.
Well, I said to Trump today on the telephone, I said, look, get involved. If you want people to believe that, you know, you're still on the side of disbelieving Obama, then ask for authentication. We have, nobody has seen the original document. In a court of law, the best evidence would not be this electronic birth certificate the White House released. Electronic birth certificates didn't even exist in 1961. The best evidence is in the vault in the Department of Health in Hawaii, the original birth certificate, if it exists. And we can't see that. We can't get it subjected to forensic analysis. Said Mr. Trump pressed that case. He seemed uninterested. He said, you know, if it got to be an issue again, he would jump back in. I said, well, Mr. Trump, jump back in now. And, you know, he said, well, do you have any mainstream media supporting it? I said, as far as I'm concerned, Mr. Trump, I've run these campaigns before when I did Unfit for Command with John O'Neill and Swift Boat Betts, published by myself, Obama Nation, 2008. It was number one bestseller for a month. Didn't have a lot of support. Then New York Times ran a front-page article blasting the book. I said, I'm not counting on any mainstream media, and I'm not expecting to get invited to the White House Christmas party. But said, Mr. Trump, neither should you be expecting to get invited to the White House Christmas party. Get out there and pound this issue if you want people to believe that you're really on the side of wanting the truth and asking for where's the birth certificate. Go on the record. You don't believe that this is legitimate, say it's a fraud. He wouldn't do it. He was not, unenthusiastic and not responsive when I made those suggestions.
Well said. For me, the biggest piece of evidence here, and I know
and also, Alex, he asked me to call him before we made our next move so he'd know what we were doing. I mean, the whole call was, what are you up to? And please tell me first before you do it. Now, I mean, I'm happy to talk to Trump. I'm happy to tell him what I'm doing.
Did he comment on the fact that you've called him out?
No, he never made a comment about it. Didn't say a word.
But you brought that up to him.
Well, I didn't say I'm out there saying it. I made the charge to him. I said, Mr. Trump, if you don't get out, I said, Donald, really? What kind of a first name basis at this point? I said, Donald, look, if you don't get out there and start doing this, nobody's going to believe that you're really opposing Obama. It looks like you're supporting Obama. And I told him that even with, I saw him on Fox News, I believe it was yesterday, Trump is saying, attacking the Republican candidate, saying he's going to get back in the race if the Republicans keep with such lousy candidates. I said, that sounds like Obama's line. Are you feeding Obama's line to the American people? He said, well, they are lousy candidates. I said, look, if you're going to attack the other Republicans, you're not going to get anywhere convincing people that you want to run as a Republican. Trump said, well, should I run as an independent? I said, Mr. Trump, if you run as an independent, you're going to 100% convince everybody that you're in cahoots with Obama trying to split the vote of the Republicans so that the Obama wins.
Said, look, that casino owner, that good old boy, good fella, knows exactly,
of course,
exactly what he's doing. Now, this was a short segment, long segment coming up. And I want to preface this question now and then come back and have you answer it. For me, I think one of the biggest pieces of evidence you've got of this being fraud is not just the Kenyan government saying their records were tampered with criminally and expunged on Obama and that their intelligence agency does have intel that he was born there. Bigger than that is that you were told 3 weeks before by a source inside the government of Hawaii that it wasn't there, now it's there. And you say you have the email evidence with Joseph Farah telling him that. That's not giving up a source. You need to release all that. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's health care one American at a time.
If you leave me, I won't miss you, and I won't ever take you back. Girl, your memory.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, we are here live. Back Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. Central.
I got some.
And if you believe that Obama is telling us the truth about his true identity and his history, we know he's been caught in lies repeatedly, and I guess you want to buy some oceanfront property in Arizona. To quote George Strait, we're going back to Dr. Jerome Corsi, author of Birth Certificate. Where's the birth certificate? Here in just a moment. First, some of our great sponsors. Interfood is a revolutionary 100% organic green superfood that's been a sponsor of ours, I don't know, for 6 years now. Energy drink with powerful nutrition for better health, energy, mental clarity, and immune system support. My wife just loves it. It was even voted best superfood by our friend Mike Adams from Natural News because it's composed of nearly 50% chlorella, spirulina, kelp, and dulse. It also is high in naturally occurring iodine, which is just so good for the entire body. Give them a call today at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238, or visit them on the web at interfood.com, E-N-E-R food.com. Continuing, PureWaterFreedom.com. I just love these folks. They've got whole house, tabletops, water bottles that are filters. They've got the whole nine yards. If you want to affordably remove fluoride from your tap water, visit PureWaterFreedom.com. They have a full line of household fluoride filters. You can even remove fluoride from every water source in your home with a whole house fluoride system. All their filters are made in the USA. Check out their banners at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com or go to PureWaterFreedom.com today to take control of your water supply at PureWaterFreedom.com. That's one word. Okay, and in closing here with the plugs, remember the alternative media is financed by your support. The establishment has done everything they can to kill this book because where there's smoke, there's fire. And this book deals with his entire bizarre background and all of the weirdness. And just the, I mean, the tranny nannies, the all the different names, the different daddies. It's now come out that his purported dad, the State Department wanted to get him out of the country because of all the fake marriages and pregnancies and women, and he looks nothing like his father. Dr. Corsi's broken all that down. The book, Where's the Birth Certificate? The case that Barack Obama is not eligible to be president. Remember, I'm nonpartisan. I don't like Bush. I don't like Obama. I don't like any of these New World Order corporate front men. The point is, this guy's got something he's hiding, and he's got that snake coiled up around him with this whole con on the public with Donald Trump. So I hope you get the book, Where is the Birth Certificate, at InfoWars.com, and check out all the other books and videos we carry and the films that I produce. You can also call us toll-free to get it, 888-253-3139. Before you answer my big question, because I want to recap it for folks that just joined us, Dr. Corsi, where are you guys at WorldNet Daily, Joseph Farah? Where is WND.com with the economic warfare attack that the White House mouthpiece Esquire put out saying the book had been recalled, Farah had said it was all lies and discredited, and that everybody should send their books back and you'd give them their retail price back that would bankrupt you guys, to try to create a run on the bookstores of people demanding their money back so they pull the book? How badly economically has it hurt you guys? I mean, it was a number one New York Times bestseller before it came out. How much damage has this done to the book?
Well, I think, first of all, the attack was vicious by Esquire, and it was intended to destroy the marketing of the book. In the first hours, Esquire later said it's satire, and it wasn't very funny. And it certainly didn't appear as satire. It appeared as a news story, and you could reasonably read it and have been fooled by it. Some radio hosts that interviewed me were fooled by it and started out their interviews asking why we pulled the book. Look, World of Daily is going to sue Esquire. Joseph Farah has announced that. So the economic damage had to have been important and severe. Certainly the intent to damage was important and severe. World of Daily will do just fine. The book is selling, but we had to scramble very hard to reestablish the market and to reassure distributors that the book had not been pulled. The book is alive and well. It's out there everywhere in bookstores. All the electronic outlets are selling the book. It's still rated on Amazon.com. Take a look. It's out active all through the market. And it was a vicious attack by Esquire aimed at, I guess projecting what the White House wanted to believe what was true. I think the White House hoped the book would be withdrawn. But I published this book with Joseph Farah because I knew he had the courage to keep the book out there. A mainstream media publisher, one of the big publishing houses, that I've published with big publishing houses before, White House might have intimidated them by calling up and, threatening not to give them access to authors or whatever to get a major publishing house to withdraw the book. But this case, I knew that there was no chance it would happen. Joseph Farah was as resolute as I am that the book is true. We still want to know where the birth certificate is, and we're taking every possible step to demonstrate Obama was not born in Hawaii. He was born in Kenya. I'm convinced of that now. And here you've got a situation where the birth certificate released by the White House is a fraudulent document, which means criminal fraud was committed in the White House. President Obama is personally identified in the chain of evidence that he sent his lawyer out to get this document. President Obama showed up in the White House press room to say, here the document is. He's directly involved in the chain of evidence. And the White House, the future of the Obama presidency, will depend on that document remaining authentic if it's proved, as I believe it will be, that the document's fraudulent. It's hard to see how the Obama administration will remain in office.
Well, this is only getting bigger, and people don't buy anything that the White House puts out there. And I know you're under such attack, Jerome, but you normally, you know, will tell folks what your dead reckoning says. But isn't it suspicious that right on the heels of them with the stunt birth certificate that is as phony as a $3 bill, and you're coming out with the evidence and going to file these criminal charges, that then magically they kill Osama bin Laden, but then the helicopter blows up, and eyewitnesses in Pakistan on national Pakistani TV say the SEALs got on the helicopter and it blew up, that it didn't blow up once on the ground. It blew up as they took off. I mean, that's this whole thing. You can just see the scripting and the White House lying, saying they were in the Situation Room watching the raid, Hillary covering her mouth. They admit that was fake. They admit bin Laden didn't fight back, didn't use his wife, throw the body in the sea. Within minutes, they said, we have the DNA proof. It takes days to do it. I mean, Doc, do you not have some suspicions there? You're not going to cross that bridge.
Well, I just haven't gone into the OBL situation. I've got my hands full with the birth certificate issue. But, you know, what I'm going to comment on is that here for 3 years, Obama spent a couple million dollars with lawyers. He even moved his lawyer from Perkins Coie into the White House to be his White House counsel. And that, to me, is very suspicious, fighting the release of this birth certificate. And then a book is going to be published. So if this document was available 3 years ago, why did we have to go through all this nonsense about the certification of live birth, the short form? The attorney, Robert Bauer, together with Anita Dunn, his wife, who was the attack dog against Fox and any other media that dared to raise questions about the Obama administration. They're now paid by the White House. Anita Dunn is gone. Bauer's still there under the government payroll, defending Obama in eligibility cases. And suddenly this document miraculously appears, long-form birth certificate, that Abercrombie, the governor in Hawaii, said wasn't there about 6 weeks ago. He couldn't find it. Well, that's where, to go to the comment you asked about, Alex, before the break, I got a call from one of my top intelligence sources in Hawaii that warned me that the document had been forged and inserted into the logbook in Hawaii. In fact, a person who was very connected in the department went in, related to the department, let's say didn't work for the department, but a source, let's say married to the department, went in and read us the document. I knew it was Kapi'olani Hospital. I knew it was the doctor was named. I didn't know Dr. Sinclair's name. The person who went in and read it was so frightened by what was seen, they ran out of there about as fast as they could, but enough information came forward that we knew the document had been forged.
All right, let me stop you. This is such a big deal that I want to put the question back out there, and I'm not like the type of talk show host unless I really am, you know, shocked, but already knew about this info, so I'm not shocked. I've already, you know, had the revelation. Now listen up. This is big. Folks, understand the magnitude of this. But all of that is a prerequisite here. You're somebody who's always very careful about what you say and do, going back for decades. You're somebody who really does do the research. You're coming out saying there's no doubt it's fraudulent. You're going forward saying you're going to attempt to file criminal charges on this, and you revealed here for the first time last week that you have a source who 3 weeks before the president went public went in, was able to see it, and said it wasn't there before. Your source inside, your mole, it's been added now. You have the emails with Farah proving that these discussions went on. You can't give up the source, but you've got the proof with your Farah emails. And Farah says, what do we do? And you say, let's go ahead with it. This is exactly what we want, Joe. We've got him now. Now, I'm paraphrasing what you said last week. Take your time. Walk through exactly what happened 3 weeks before Obama released the latest long-form, supposed, final real birth certificate, and what the new intelligence source the new information that the intelligence source is giving you. Because, folks, I mean, what Dr. Corsi's saying here, you know, they could have a grand jury come after him. He could be pulled into court. He could be forced to release this. He wouldn't be doing this right now if this wasn't true and going on. So I hope you understand, we're now entering the realm of total proof. Not just that he fought it for 3 years with $2 million, moved the lawyer into the White House who was fighting it, stonewalling, saying with his operatives, Mr. Maddow and Mr. Slimeball, that this is the birth certificate 2.5 years ago. I mean, just desperate activity on their side. The thing stinks to high heaven. The Republic of Kenya classified document release that, yes, the Obama records have criminally been removed. There's evidence he was born in Mombasa. I mean, here it is. He's releasing it. Of course, he wouldn't be doing this now if he didn't 100% think he had the bona fides. So slowly go over your mole inside as much as you can give us. And when are you going to have Farah come out and substantiate this verbally, swear to it publicly? I believe you. You wouldn't be doing this.
Well, I did even more than that. I'll give you the exact chronology. It was just before February 24th. I got a call from my source in Hawaii and said that someone had gone into the logbook, a very trusted bull, and the long-form birth certificate for Obama had suddenly appeared and was inserted in the book. Read it enough to know that Kapiolani Hospital was identified as the hospital. Knew a doctor was listed, didn't have time or was too scared to get the name of the doctor. Now, on February 24th, I'm looking at it right now, I drafted an article. It's date-stamped February 24th at my computer. I could send it to you, Alex, as proof. The article was written, says, WND warned to block possible future release of fraudulent Obama birth records. And this is February 24th. It's date-stamped this way in my Microsoft Word file.
So you even wrote a story that you didn't release.
We didn't. We decided not to release it because we hoped the White House would release this document. See, we named the book Where's the Birth Certificate to try to frighten the White House. I knew the White House could not tolerate if anybody read this book. People read this book, Obama.
And their hopes that they had released it was falling through, and so you forced them out in the open.
Yeah, and I knew that Joseph said, we're not going to publish this story, tipping them off that we know a fake document has now been created. Let's get them to release the document.
You've got to release that original story.
Well, I'll send it to you. It's date-stamped February 24th. You can see in the log to this, I created the story on February 24th.
Okay, but I don't want to publish it first if it's World
News. You can publish it first. If you want to, I'll talk to Joseph. Maybe we can do a story on it immediately, but
See my point. The fact that that's the proof,
yes,
that you knew this was going on before it happened. Man, this is
the paragraph of this story is WorldNet Daily has been warned that certain government officials in Hawaii have been contemplating releasing fraudulent Obama birth records that WND knows it has in its possession information that will be able to prove the forgery. We had information that will prove the forgery. See, even when I wrote this in February 24th,
unbelievable,
I knew they were going to release it, and I knew we could prove it was a forgery.
Unbelievable.
And we didn't publish this article because we didn't want to tip off the White House that we knew they were going to release the fraudulent document that we could prove it was a forgery. I'll send you the article.
Well, we need to absolutely, if you send it to us, I'll have one of my writers do a report on it right now, and then you
sure
can follow up or vice versa. I don't care. But for me, and I'm asking you if you agree, Dr. Corsi, that is such incredible proof,
right,
that you had the intel inside and that you knew it was coming just a few weeks before and had this article ready. I think you should write a breakdown explaining why you guys didn't release it.
Let me read you what else I wrote. Originally, they were planning to release the fraudulent birth certificate in the run-up to the 2012 presidential election. We took away one of their October surprises. Joseph and I said, let's make this book, Where's the Birth Certificate, so explosive that they have to release this now. I want to read you these two paragraphs quickly. WorldNet Daily's confidential source further warned that any fraudulent Obama birth records originating in Hawaii will be sufficiently expert that the forgery can only be detected by forensic examination of the original, possibly not from digitized copies or photographs circulated of the forgery on the Internet. It turned out that the forgery was much poorer than we thought it would be, and we have enough, even with the digitized copy the White House released on its website, to prove it's a forgery. The next paragraph, WorldNet Daily cannot release the identity of the confidential source without risking the person's life.
Unbelievable. Now, Again, read us for those that have not seen the unpublished report that you had ready, but Farah and you decided not to release so that you could catch them with their pants down. Read us that headline and as much of the story as you can to us.
The headline said, "World Net Daily warned to block possible future release of fraudulent Obama birth records." And World Net Daily has been warned that certain government officials in Hawaii have been contemplating releasing fraudulent Obama birth records, and that World Net Daily has in its possession information that will be able to prove the forgery. According to a top-level World Net Daily confidential source with access to officials within the Hawaiian government, the long-form birth certificates issued to the Nordyke twins one day after the Barack Obama was born create a barrier for anyone attempting to produce the fraudulent long-form Kapi'olani hospital-generated birth certificate for Obama. What I'm referring to there is we knew that they were going to continue the document as 10641, and which was registered August 8th. 3 days later, the Nordyke twins were registered August 11th. They were 10637 and 10638. From the time of the certificate of live birth, the forger picked the wrong number. They've been locked into that to the beginning. And what my source in Hawaii said is, press the Nordyke numbers, because that shows that anything fraudulent that the Obama administration releases is the long-form birth certificate. As long as it's got the original 10641 on it, it's a fraudulent document.
For those that don't know, that was a big old-fashioned numbering machine.
One of those Bates automatic machines that incremented by one. And I have the 1955 article from Charles Bennett, who was the guy who created, he was the Register General of Hawaii's Department of Health. He created the system of birth certificates. The article specifies that the birth certificates were numbered immediately after. So the Registrar General stamped it. It went into the books with the number he stamped. And it's impossible for a birth certificate that was registered 3 days earlier to have a higher number as a birth certificate than certificates registered 3 days later.
Well, I'm just speechless right now. And not only did you write this 3 weeks before Obama released the birth certificate, you called everything in the article that was unpublished. What happened? This is incredible.
We had the document read to us from within the vault in Hawaii. The person went in and read the article, and we knew what it was on the document because it was read to it.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but this is the absolute key. Your same mole previously had said it's not there, but now they call
That's
you
right.
and they go, suddenly it's there.
That's right. We've been told when Abercrombie was looking that it didn't exist and then it suddenly existed.
And that's confirmed by Abercrombie, thinking he's off record with the reporter who kept the recorder going and just added it as a footnote in his article that Abercrombie said, yeah, we thought it'd be there. It's not.
And I think this is equally important to what we've released. You've got the Kenyan documents there, Kenyan government stationery. Grandma Sarah has been saying for years Obama was born in Kenya. The Kenyan government took it seriously. Kenyan government determined 1961 birth records in Kenya were criminally altered so as to erase Barack Obama's birth certificate records and to disguise the fact that they'd ever been there.
Well, I'm going to say this.
They reported, you've got the second document. The Kenyan government even told that to Ranenberger, our ambassador in Kenya under George W. Bush was inquiring about Obama's birth certificates. George Bush administration had reason to think Obama was born in Kenya. Not just recently, it goes back to George W. Bush inquiring through Ranenberger to the Kenyan government as to whether Obama was born there. The Kenyan government sending back a response formally to Rand. Those are the documents you've got in your hand saying we don't have Obama's birth record, but we have reason to think it was criminally destroyed.
Yeah, here's the request from the U.S. ambassador for President George W. Bush on birth records for Senator Barack Hussein Obama. Now we're learning that this was being taken so seriously even then that the Republican leadership, the president, was looking at it. Here's the other document. When they went to try to find it, it had been criminally removed. I mean, when you look at this, no one, knowing this was going on, would not release the long form, instead spend $2 million, move the lawyer that's on the case, into the White House. They've been haunted by this. They've been terrorized. Instead, they have that joke, that fraud, Slimeball Matthews, Mr. Maddow, all of them, I mean, Rachel Maddow, sorry, get up there and say, this is the birth certificate. There's no such thing as a long form, insulting Americans' intelligence. Then we get the long form. It looks like it was made in Crayola. And then now, oh, my, I mean, this is so huge, Dr. Corsi.
It is huge. And, you know, I've had sources in Kenya continuing to this day. I've had sources in Hawaii. I've hired private investigators. I've been working with intelligence experts on the islands in Hawaii. I've been given the inside track on this story from the very beginning. And now even you've got the Immigration and Naturalization Service file on Barack Obama Sr. verifying what I've said from the beginning, and that was they never were married. It was a sham marriage from the beginning. Ann Dunham had been frequenting Bill Lederer's bar on Hotel Street in Honolulu. She got pregnant. She wanted Barack Obama to be the father. Barack Obama wasn't interested. Ann Dunham flew off by herself to convince the family in Kenya she should be the princess. That's the story.
Incredible. And then Harvard comes out and confirms it. The State Department confirms it. All these wives, fake marriages, babies everywhere. I mean, any moron, that's what they say in Kenya. Obama looks nothing like his daddy.
And also you've got the Immigration Naturalization Service files rejected Obama's marriage to Ann Dunham as grounds on which he could be extending his stay in the United States because it was a sham marriage. They couldn't find a marriage certificate like I can't. The two never lived together. Like I pointed out, even the birth announcement was the grandparents' birth announcement. They weren't entirely convinced the baby was Obama Sr.'s to begin with.
Doc, we're almost out of time. You would not put yourself out on a limb. Obviously, if you were lying, they would try to trump something up. The White House has already arrested members of the press for whistleblowing, now calling it espionage. You are in danger. You are politically being assassinated. They're trying to assassinate your character. They're pulling out all the stops through their surrogates with dirty tricks to destroy the book. They are acting like people who are 100% guilty. Then any examination of the evidence shows they've been covering up and are desperate. And
I want people to read the book. That's the thing. They're trying. The White House knows that the American people reads my book, Where's the Birth Certificate? The case Barack Obama is not eligible to be president. Barack Obama will be removed from office. He's not eligible to be president. I prove it. And what's so damaging about the work I do is in the book, you'll see 125 exhibits and glossy pages. I show you my original documentation.
And it's all available at Infowars.com if folks want to support all the work we're doing here. Dr. Corsi, I know more is coming up soon. If you send me the WorldNet Daily article,
You'll have it as soon as we're finished.
All right, well, we'll put it up. Just give me the green light, and I'll do it with a link to all your reportage at WMD.com. But in closing, where are you planning to try to file criminal charges?
It's I'm going to report on it. I decided that the expert will file the charges himself, and I'll report on it. The charges are, the expert is a top scanner expert worldwide. He's going to file the charges this week. I'm writing up the report hopefully for this week or next week. I've got a lot of radio. But we're working on it. The WorldNet Daily staff is aware of it. We're working on doing the reporting. Criminal charges filed with the FBI that the long-form birth certificate released by the White House on April 27th is a fraud.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.